From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Today, a federal judge said the U.S. government must provide detainees at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, with a fair opportunity to challenge their incarceration. The judge said Defense Department hearings do not satisfy last year's Supreme Court ruling on the matter. The ruling is a setback for the government, but the detainees may still face long legal battles, as NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
There are over 500 detainees in custody at the U.S. Navy base at Guantanamo Bay. 11 have appealed to federal Judge Joyce Green for a meaningful way to challenge their incarceration, something better than the combatant status review tribunals set up by the Defense Department. Now, Judge Green has agreed with the detainees and found these tribunals inadequate. Hofstra University law professor Eric Friedman is helping to represent the detainees.
What the Defense Department set up was not something that objectively seeks to decide what evidence there is against somebody, but seeks, exactly as she said, to rubber stamp the decision already made by the Defense Department in an effort to avoid independent judicial review.
Judge Green pointed to several problems. First, she said, the government has refused to show the evidence that's supposed to prove these people are enemy combatants. That left one detainee struggling to challenge the accusations against him, according to the opinion. He told the tribunal, quote, "You tell me that I am Al-Qaeda, but I am not Al-Qaeda. I don't have any proof to give you except to ask you to catch bin Laden and ask him if I am part of Al-Qaeda." The government insists any evidence is classified, but Eric Friedman says if the proof is so compelling, the government should be able to put these people on trial.
People who bombed the World Trade Center in 1993, people who blew up our embassies in Africa, were all of them prosecuted in open criminal proceedings, which didn't create any security problems and were, in fact, a model of how criminal trials should be run.
The Justice Department criticized the ruling and said it would have led to chaos during World War II, for example, when the military had custody of millions of enemy combatants and POWs. John Yu, who teaches at UC Berkeley and used to work in the Justice Department, says, sure, a judge might think it's no big deal to let a detainee confront his accusers.
Whereas the military might feel it might be excessive drain on military resources to call people back from the field who might be still fighting in Afghanistan or Iraq or elsewhere.
Judge Green also notes that the military may have relied on confessions obtained through torture in other countries. One detainee says he was captured in Pakistan, then sent to Egypt for interrogation. There, he says, he was locked in a room that would gradually be filled with water up to his chin until he signed numerous confessions. John Yu says such treatment may violate U.S. legal standards, but
how far should a district judge go in setting, for example, an enemy combatant free because they dislike the way other countries are treating their own citizens through no involvement or ability of the United States to stop them?
The ruling is a victory for the detainees, but its immediate impact will be limited. In a statement today, the Justice Department noted the decision conflicts with one from a different judge on the same court just 2 weeks ago. That judge ruled against a different group of detainees and said that enemy combatants captured outside the U.S. have no right to a legal challenge. Eugene Fidel of the National Institute for Military Justice says this stalemate will persist until the Supreme Court spells out the detainees' rights.
And my prediction is eventually they'll wind up back at the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court will have to paint in parts of the canvas that it didn't have occasion to deal with last year.
And that means the detainees will have to celebrate today's victory in jail. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.
And you can read Judge Green's ruling at our website, npr.org.